Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
That's how they suck life out of you. They control you by making you mad.
What do men think that women want? This is a serious question.
I don't know it. And I don't care to know it.
By the way, this isn't just hypothetical. I'd really love to know what the men out there think it is that us women want from them.
Boring Chronicles. It's the Boring Chronicles. Metal in your face. Yeah, you're a disgrace. It's the Boring Chronicles. What do us men think you want? We think you want everything. You definitely want excitement. We know that for sure. Like 50 years of constant excitement. You want a dude with a lot of money. You want a dude to blow your back out and make you bust 10 times every time y'all make love. And you want emotional intelligence, whatever the that means.
What does that mean? What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Just what it sound like.
Okay, let's be honest. You want every motherfucking thing. You want a perfect life, and that doesn't exist. But maybe you can fill us in.
I recently re-downloaded Hinge after about 18 months of not being on it at all.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know why I did it, you know.
Words escape me as to some of the responses I get on there. And I'm curious to know if guys actually think that we would respond well to some of their approaches, because men...
Well, most of these guys are probably really handsome and really fit. So if they send, come over here and suck this long to 20 women, they're going to get 5 to bite their hook. Yes, it works for these guys. They're tall, handsome, and probably got good jobs. Bars.
Men seem to have a really good idea in their own heads about what we want and what we desire from them. So I'm genuinely asking, like, for the men out there, what is it that you understand of what we want?
Say another motherfucking word and this shit is over! And I ain't playing, nigga!
So this message is for my future husband. Where are you?
Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life.
American woman, stay away from me.
It's safe to say, if you are the future husband and you're seeing this video, you're probably seeing it too late. And you're realizing you made a huge, huge mistake. By the time a woman got to get on TikTok and ask, where is my husband? She don't deserve a husband. I'm just going to keep it that fucking simple. Her husband is in her friend zone. She has, you know, dismissed plenty of husbands since 18, and she's at least 28, so that's 10 years of rejecting your husband. I don't want to fucking hear it.
I am, as much as I can handle everything myself.
Wow! The land of make-believe!
I am ready to take on the world with you.
Oh, God.
I really am. And I am here, waiting patiently. And you're over there, wherever you are, in this world, doing God knows what. And your wife, your future wife, is here missing you, and I haven't even met you.
That crazy bitch out there again!
And that's mental illness, because that doesn't make fucking sense. And this is all manipulation. Why are you not embarrassed to make this video and post it online? That's the better question than, you know, where is my husband?
So this is the problem. So I'm just saying, we have to get organized. So you figure out whatever it is that you have to deal with. And then you get your ass over here.
No means no. No, that means no.
Meanwhile, you know, Slick Dick Rick just left after wiping his slong off on her sheets. And she decided to make this video. This is just disgusting. See, that's what you gotta think about when you're dating a woman, you know, at 28, 29, 35. Like, how many random guys have she let you know, destroy her on a late night. You know what I mean? And now you're going to come through and save the day, Captain Save-A-Ho, and come put a ring on it. It's just disgusting.
There's no one I'd rather be than me.
I want a man who's 6 feet, but is like 5'9" short, because it seems like so tiny. But 5'11 seems okay, but I just can't visually imagine 5'9".
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
They sit around all day, you know, going back and forth about what height is a good height. Do I want a guy who looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, or do I want a guy who looks like Channing Tatum? Like, they sit back talking about all this doofus type shit. But do they ever sit back and wonder, if I was to meet this guy, what about me would make him stay with me? What about me would make him want to wife me up? What about me would make him want to put time, effort, and energy into me? No, they don't think about that. They never think about that. And when these guys ask them that question, they're dumbfounded.
Like, wait, what?
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Ma'am, you're not pretty enough for a man over 6 feet. He could do better. Every woman is looking for a man over 6 feet who's handsome. He could definitely do better than you. And that's not to be mean. That's for you to adjust your standards. Mid at best women don't get a height preference. It's that simple. If you're lucky, you'll get a one night stand. That's if you're lucky.
Feels really short. All I know is 6 feet. And like above that, I'm happy with it. Like I could do 6'2". Like, but 5'9". I'm 5 feet, maybe 5'1", but 5'9". That seems.
Just please, she's young, but I'm still gonna say bye, dog, and perish alone. Focus on something else. Focus on starting your own headphone line. You know what I mean? Yeah. Focus on business. Become a boss, babe. But just leave men the fuck alone. Seriously.
That's a great idea.
I have a really good life. I love my life. And I don't need someone. But I want someone. Okay? But I was really, really surprised. I'm like, come on. Like, are we still talking about young men, older women? Come on. And I have dated.
Yeah, bitch. Because we still talking about older men and younger women. Y'all won't let this go because you're bitter and upset. So if older men got to deal with the backlash of, you know, dating a younger woman, y'all got to deal with the backlash of dating a younger man. They want all the pros of everything and none of the cons. It don't work like that. If a 45, 50-year-old man want to smash some 22-year-old cookies, he know he going to have to face the backlash that come with it. So if you want to get pounded by, you know, a young Chad's rod, then you got to take the backlash and turmoil that come with it.
Learn to love it, because you'll have no choice.
I dated younger men, and they have wanted to have relationships with me, but I have had to let them go. Because
things aren't always what they seem. There's always something more that meets the eye.
Because I feel like, you know, they're going to want to have children at some point, and obviously that's, I'm past all that. I've got kids, I'm fine.
Right, so it's not working out. You're trying to advocate for something, but then at the same time, you breaking down why it's not working out. Make it make sense.
And I love the energy of a younger man. I don't want to date a 60-year-old. I don't want to date an old man that, A, sexually, they're getting incompatible, and B, they just become kind of old ladies a little bit.
Did you know that I can see you?
You know, the old men, they lose their testosterone, they become more feminine. But I was really surprised that this guy really was thinking that older women can't date younger men. Like, can we stop the judging?
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that.
Can we?
No, we're humans. We're never gonna stop judging. Never. Just stop saying that. I hate when people say that. It's not realistic. As long as humans are humans, we're going to judge other humans.
Did not just come out of nowhere, okay?
You don't have any problem judging. You were just judging all 60-year-old men that they don't have testosterone and their junk don't work.
Remember that?
It's okay to judge them, right? You fucking hypocrite.
We just do whatever the hell we want to do. I gotta go and take my washing out. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that women are in their sexual prime in their 50s and mid-50s, and they need men in their mid-40s or early 50s to keep up. What do you think?
They don't fucking give a shit. They don't fucking give a shit.
Wait, you said you had to break it off with younger dudes because they wanted kids, but now you're saying late 40s, early 50s. Usually men in that age group have already had their kids. Make up your damn mind. Are you trying to throw us off the scent that you're getting plowed by college guys?
Ew, pervert.
I think I'm going to be alone forever. Mm-hmm. And that thought on a Monday morning is just brutal, to be honest.
So I had some news yesterday about my ex that I just feel like set me back. It's just set me back a little bit. Okay. It's not even that bad, to be honest, but...
Why are you still stalking him?
You know how it goes. You just have good and bad days. And right. I've been so good for the last few months. I haven't been upset about it. I've just been getting on with my life.
Right.
Have ruminated a little bit more than I would like to, but just getting on with life.
Okay, she's taking too long to get to it, like most women do when they tell stories. They just include so much filler and unnecessary, you know, stuff, unnecessary details. Look, if you're still failing at dating with gray in your hair, you're just not going to be a good person 9.5 times out of 10. You had so many years, decades at this point, to make something work with a decent man. It goes to my point. The time for a woman to make a relationship work with a male is 15 to 22. 22 to 25 is like crunch time. It's time to hit the buzzer beater from 22 to 25 if you want to genuinely connect with a man and a wholesome, happy relationship work out. Women were never meant to make more than one soul tie. More than one is all downhill from there rapidly. She can still hold on to it after two. After three, in my opinion, it's over with. For this woman, this is the 56th soul tie. At this point, there's no chance for a happy relationship to come about with this woman, regardless of who the guy is. But let's let her finish. Maybe she'll say something profound.
I miss the old-fashioned way. I don't like dating apps. I wish we could just go out and meet, like, normal mm-hmm. people. Right. But anyway, yeah, I just feel really deflated.
Get to it.
And, yeah, apparently the dating apps, there's not anyone that I'm attracted to within a 50-mile radius.
Did you know that I can see you?
You just saying anything now, ho.
And then the occasional few that do get their way, get through, are weirdos.
Look who's talking.
Now, she met this...
Have you ever considered the fact that you're a fucking weirdo? Have you ever considered the fact that you're on the internet talking to strangers who you don't even, like... Well, okay, I was going to say who you don't even know, but... Okay, strangers imply that. But... You're on the internet talking to strangers about your personal life. You don't think that qualifies weirdo type shit? They're not self-aware, or they wouldn't say a lot of the things that they say if they were. It's very clear they're not self-aware. This woman is no supermodel, and even if she was, she's an old supermodel. Have you ever considered the fact that the guys you're attracted to aren't attracted to you, or wouldn't be if you did swipe across them?
I want to hear her answer that question. I really, really want to hear how she feels.
The problem with these women is they never want to get off their high horse they were on when they were 16. You're not that 16-year-old, you know, in-shape young cheerleader anymore. You have to lower your standards because you degraded to lower. So actually, you have to bring your standards to where you are.
Honestly, I feel like I'm in denial sometimes.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow
nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flag.